So I'm going to let you all into a little secret. Whenever I was deciding what I was going to talk to you all about today, I thought I would bring along a couple of my friends. So I went to my mummy and I asked, Mum, can I bring these friends into church to show all the boys and girls? And do you know what my mummy said? My mummy said no. And well, now that I think about it, I can see that she was actually right. So we're going to just have to cope with photographs instead. As you can see now, she might have been a wee bit right. So this here is Rainbow. And some people think Rainbow is a Shetland pony. But Rainbow's not a Shetland pony. Rainbow's a miniature horse. And well, now, because of Rainbow's size, there's a few things Rainbow can't do. I can't get on the back of Rainbow, because if I got on the back of Rainbow, my legs would be touching the ground, and that wouldn't be too good. And Rainbow can't do a course of jumps, because some of the jumps are actually bigger than Rainbow. And well, some people would say, Rainbow, she's not a proper horse. She's too small to be a proper horse. But there's actually some things that Rainbow can do, which makes her very useful. Rainbow's what we call a companion horse, which just simply means she's a very good friend to all the other horses. And then that also means that Rainbow's very good with children. Because you see, whenever all the boys and girls come up to our house, they can get on the back of Rainbow. And you don't even need a saddle with Rainbow. So we're now going to have a wee look at my second friend. This is Sue. And now Sue is 15 hands high and she's an Irish sports horse, which just simply means she's one big girl. And well, I can get on the back of Sue because Sue is so bigger than Rainbow. And well, Sue loves to go running in all the fields really, really fast. And Sue, I can do a course of jumps with Sue, but sometimes Sue goes so fast and so quick, even I get a little bit scared. But because of Sue's size, some people say that she's a proper horse because she has a proper job. But there's some things Sue isn't very good at. Sue couldn't be a companion horse. Do you know why? Because of this proper job, she wouldn't have time to do another job and be someone's good friend. And also, because of Sue's size, some people are scared of Sue, especially children. And guess what? Some adults are even scared of Sue. So we're going to have a wee look at my third friend. And this is Lulu. And isn't she just gorgeous? Well, she's a black and white Cocker Spaniel. And well, really, she's just my wee dog. She's just a wee bit spoiled. And well, because Lulu's so small, she doesn't have a very big bark. And whenever she's out in the yard with all of my other doggies, the other dogs don't really pay much attention to her because she's not that loud. And well, whenever we go on walks with all our dogs, Lulu is always so tired because her wee short legs can't keep up with the rest of them. And some would say, Lulu, she's just too small. But that's not true. There's other things that Lulu can do really well. And Lulu, she loves to get into the house. And she loves to sit up on her wee chair. And you see, whenever people come to our house, she's straight to the door, ready to welcome them in and make them feel really special. So we're now going to have a wee look at my final friend. And this is Spinelli. A lot of people have heard about Spinelli because she's quite a pup. And well, Spinelli, she's an Italian Spinone. And guess what? That just means she's also a big girl. And Spinelli, because of her size, she's a very loud, deep bark. And Spinelli, whenever people are coming into our yard, they're not going to come in unless Spinelli invites them in. And Spinelli, she's actually an adult dog. And she's had 4 puppies. And she took that job very, very seriously. And now, you might be asking me, why, Caroline, are you telling me all about your pets? Because what has this got to do with me and church? Well, whenever I was thinking about Lulu and about Rainbow, because they're so small, and yous are also very small, yous may think, you know, I'm not very special. But that's not true. You are special, loved, and very useful. It says in the Bible that we have all been born in sin, for all have sinned. And then it also says in the Bible that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. everlasting life just simply means that you will go and live with Jesus in heaven one day. But you might think, if you're here today and you're not a Christian because you think you're too small or you're too young to be a Christian, that's not true. There's no age limits, and you don't need to know the Bible inside out, because there's some really hard questions in the Bible that even the mummies and daddies can't answer, and we're just going to have to wait till we get to heaven to ask Jesus. So if you want to become a Christian, it's as simple as A, B, C. A, to admit. Admit that you're a sinner. B, believe. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and he will take away your sins. Come. Come and ask the Lord Jesus into your heart today. So it says in the Bible that if we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. So you may think, but I am already a Christian, but I'm too small and I'm too tiny to do anything for God, and you wouldn't be very useful. Do you know, that's also not true. That wouldn't be true at all. So think about your school and how you could be just like Rainbow and just like Lulu. You could be a very good friend to all the boys and girls in your class, and they would say that you are different because you don't use bad language and you don't get in trouble in class. You could even be a missionary in your own school. So whenever you remember about all my pets, especially Lulu and especially Rainbow, you think about how special you are to your mummy and daddy, but how much more special you are to God. Because God sent his only son, Jesus, to die for you on the cross. And that means that you're so much more special to him.